You can sing and recite the church's hymn book, the Psalms, using modern English and new musical settings in the new Concordia Psalter. Check it out at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase the Concordia Psalter by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Make the Concordia Psalter part of your devotional life this year. 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, the new Concordia Psalter. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin on this Friday afternoon, January the 30th. We're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a little game we like to play with our listeners as often as we can at the end of the broadcast week. So much is said. So many guests have so many great things to say in the course of a broadcast week. We can't possibly summarize all of it. And what we often do is when we're listening through our interviews, you know, while we're talking with the guest, we hear something. I hear it. Jeff hears it. We take note of it and we say, look, that's soundbite material. That's how we put it. That's soundbite material, something that we find remarkable. Maybe it's a point we've never heard made before, or a point that we've heard made many times but made in a new way before. Sometimes it's something you agree with. Sometimes it's something you disagree with. Sometimes it's something you simply must hear again and again, or maybe you wish you could never hear it ever again in your life. All those good reasons for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'll play the four soundbites for you, and then you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, 877-623-MY-I-E. You can vote via email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there. We've left space for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Molly Hemingway of The Federalist. Here she's answering the question, does HBO's Girls program, does it actually help feminism?
That's what I find so fascinating about the show. It just shows the complete and utter failure of progressive feminism. You have four characters, each and every one of whom is desperately sad, miserably sad, yearning for real love and relationship and connection with other people, and has no roadmap for how to figure it out. I feel, you know, it's an indictment of our culture that we have permitted such devastation in the sexual landscape and such confusion. And in showing the absolute devastation of these girls' lives, it actually becomes what I think is the most conservative show on television. It's such a cautionary tale against adopting the modern sexual ethos of consent being the only issue that matters in sexual relationships. It's a wake-up call.
That soundbite number one, it comes from Molly Ziegler Hemingway. Does HBO's Girls program help feminism? If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, you got to give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org. Include your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Larry Peters. We were talking to him about liturgical legalism, and he had something of a confession to make about worship style and the liturgy.
The truth is, and I'm probably not different than most pastors, I want my people to love me. I want them to like me. I want them to think I'm smart and witty. And if I were given free rein, the liturgy on Sunday morning would be all about Larry Peters. I would be the MC. I would do my monologue. I would make sure there was no dry eye in the house. I would make sure that people were laughing. And when they got in their car on their way home, they would say, boy, that is really one talented guy. I love our pastor. He is so smart. He is so funny. That's who I am. Thank God that there is a liturgy there to restrain that star that is seeking the limelight and the spotlight. It is Christ that people need to be talking about when they walk out the door on Sunday morning. They need to hear the word. They need to receive the supper. They need to experience the fellowship life of God's people gathered in that place. They need to receive the gifts, to celebrate the gifts, to respond to the gifts with joy and praise and thanksgiving. And that's what their witness before the world will display and will draw people in.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Larry Peters, a pastoral confession on worship and the liturgy. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week this week, you need to vote. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE. Send us a tweet with your vote at IssuesETC. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Or you can email us right here in the studio with your vote, talkback@IssuesETC.org. We'd like to know where you listen and which one you're voting for and why you're voting for it. Talkback@IssuesETC.org. Soundbite number three comes from Dr. Jay Bujaszewski. He's been a longtime guest on the program. And here he is talking about the challenge of the new pagan, both to and in the church.
When the gospel offered salvation, even the pagan would understand what this meant and said, how can I be saved? How can I be forgiven? If he knew that sin was real, then the gospel comes as a message of release. It says, yes, the author of the law is also the author of mercy. But the neo-pagan rejects this offer of forgiveness because it requires him to agree that he has sinned. To him, when the gospel says, it is possible for you to be forgiven, he hears that not as a message of release, but as a message of guilt. We see neo-pagans in the church all the time. They're right there in the pews. They may be snoozing. They may be listening. This is really challenging because we're used to thinking of evangelization as something that's addressed to all those people outside of the walls of the church. But today it includes an awful lot of pagans, new pagans, who are inside of the walls of the church. And you think, well, okay, the church is a mission field, fine, I got to proclaim the gospel. But the funny thing is, it is the people in the church who will sometimes complain that you proclaim the gospel, not just the people outside. And a pew is really a tough mission field. It's hard for the shepherds to bring home the sheep if they think they're already in the fold.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Jay Bujaszewski on the new pagan challenge to and in the church. 1-877-623-6943. We're playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, and this is the listening and voting phase, if you will. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@IssuesETC.org, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number four. This is the last one we're going to play for you, so you need to get ready to vote. It comes from Shane Rosenthal of the White Horse Inn, telling about his experience with a megachurch and a satellite service.
I actually experienced a little bit of that when I first converted. I was actually raised Jewish, and I converted to Christianity out of high school. And I made my way through the hip, cool church in the Southern California area called Calvary Chapel. Now, the pastor, Chuck Smith, was a kind of a celebrity pastor, and he was actually broadcast on television. So there were some Sundays when I would go to church, and I would find that they actually blocked out the sanctuary because there was no more room for sitting. So sometimes we were forced to go to the overflow room where there were a lot of people watching Chuck on these big screen TVs. And so it's just one room over. Well, after a few Sundays like that, because I was kind of a late sleeper, I ended up being late a couple of times, I decided, you know what? If I'm going to be in the overflow room, I might as well just stay home and watch him on TV. You know, it didn't take a long time for me to realize that I don't have a relationship with these people. I'm a new Christian. Nobody's discipling me. Nobody's recommending that I get baptized. It only took me a year and a half or so before I realized I needed to find a real church.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Shane Rosenthal's experience with the megachurch satellite service. Those are the four soundbites on this Friday afternoon, January the 30th. You've heard them. Now it's your turn, your chance to pick Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You do so by voting for one of these four. Will it be soundbite number one, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway? Does HBO's Girls program help feminism? Soundbite number two, Pastor Larry Peters, a pastoral confession on worship style in the liturgy. Soundbite number three, Dr. Jay Bujaszewski's new pagan challenge to the church. Or soundbite number four, Shane Rosenthal's experience with a megachurch satellite service. 1-877-623-6943. We'll take a break, and this break is a great time to give us a call and vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. Send us your vote via email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter @IssuesETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week after this.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, and Luther Digest, Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/lutheracademy.
What if we made it clear to the Sunday morning visitor that Jesus is actually present, forgiving sins? I've written the second part of my essay, Lord's Day, Lord's House, Lord's Supper, and you can read it in the latest Issues Etc. journal. Just click the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. The Wittenberg Trail feature details Pastor Eric Rapp's journey from the New Age through Methodist Pietism to Confessional Lutheranism. The free online Issues Etc. journal.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're coming to you live on this Friday afternoon, January the 30th. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and it's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. The only way to get the LPR bundle package is to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week or to come visit us in person. And since no one's here that doesn't work here, you need to give us a call. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. You can send us an email with your vote, include your city and state. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Molly Ziegler Hemingway? Does HBO's Girls program help progressive feminism? Soundbite number two, Pastor Larry Peters, pastoral confession on worship and the liturgy. Soundbite number three, Dr. J. Budziszewski's New Pagan Challenge to and in the Church. Or soundbite number four, Shane Rosenthal's experience with a megachurch satellite service. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first on this Friday afternoon, Herman is listening in Illinois. Hi, Herman.
Thank you. I'm voting for Molly Ziegler Hemingway's comment on the girls' TV show because it shows that those who have drunken fully and deeply of the radical sexual revolution have come to despair, and that this is a significant thing she's pointed out. And it's at this point, I would say, that the possibility is there for hearing the word and gospel of Jesus Christ that offers true redemptive community from which they can be healed.
Herman, thanks for listening in Illinois. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us your vote via Twitter at issuesetc. Jan listens in Clarksville, Tennessee. She votes for Pastor Peters' soundbite. She says, I can't go by phone. I have to pick up my husband at the bus stop. Well, good for you. Her reasons, number one, of course, because he's my pastor, and two, because his statement is so honest. The disease of wanting to be liked, funny, appealing, etc., infects us all. You just don't generally hear people or evangelical pastors admit to things like this. Also, a third reason, pastor either lost or broke his last Issues Etc. coffee mug I gave him, so she's hoping for the LPR bundle package to replace the mug. Well, your, as I say, your reasons are your own, and Jan in Clarksville, thank you very much for listening. Thanks for your vote. Carrie in Minnesota says, I love how Pastor Peters describes one of the reasons why the liturgy is so important. We often don't think about it that way, but a pastor once told me that the liturgy saves us from him. That was the first time I had heard that, and now I hear it again a little different in a little different way. Of course, we know that the liturgy is very important because of other reasons too, but this is a good one, especially for today. Carrie, thanks for listening in Minnesota. It is a very good reason for retaining the liturgy. It saves the people from the pastor, which, since the pastor's a big fat sinner, it's probably a good idea to have a little protection there. Michael in Lamar, Missouri, votes for soundbite number two, Pastor Larry Peters' pastoral confession on worship and the liturgy. He says his soundbite is exactly what I wish to broadcast to all American Evangelical Church friends. The liturgy protects us from runaway pastors. Michael, thank you for listening in Missouri. Another Michael, this one in Strasburg, Illinois, says he's voting for soundbite number three. He goes, it's the basic law and gospel. You're prepared to hear the gospel because of the conviction of the law. You don't need a savior if you have nothing to be saved from. The one not brought to despair by the law, even the words of the gospel stab and pierce and bring no comfort. How does the saying go? The preacher is to afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted. If you think you have arrived in the sheep pen by your own work, then the work of Christ to get you there becomes unnecessary. Anyone who teaches or lives contrary to God's word profanes the name of God among us. Protect us from this, dear Heavenly Father. He quotes there, of course, from Luther's Small Catechism. Michael in Strasburg, thank you for your vote. That's a vote for soundbite number three. Dr. J. Bujaszewski on the New Pagan Challenge to and in the Church. Diane has a vote as well. Diane says, because we became Lutheran only about 2 years ago, and after 30 years in even an evangelical church, and what we experienced week after week after week and in church after church, because we bounced around a lot, this was the cult of personality, and the Lord opened our eyes to the fact that it was all about the pastors and these seeker-driven megachurches. Now we became confessional Lutherans and discovered that the church can really, what church can really be and always was intended to be, all about Jesus and only Jesus. Plus, she says, I appreciate Pastor Peter's honesty. Diane, thank you very much for your vote. David in Colorado says, Pastor Peter's observation that the liturgy protects his congregation from his own druthers and errors is but one of the many benefits of the liturgy. In the full interview, he mentioned that what I was slow to see. The old boring liturgy is actually more varied and rich than I ever encountered in a megachurch, and I'm so grateful for the wealth and the depths of the liturgy. It protects us and feeds us. David, thanks for listening in Colorado. Janet in Monticello, Illinois says, I vote for soundbite number two because it states a couple of issues that we have in the pews. One, we have spouses who come with their Lutheran husband or wife and sit in the pew on the shirt tails of the believer. And if they do not believe, they do not come to listen to the word or try to take the word to the world and produce light in the darkness. Sometimes the pastor makes too much of himself in the sermon and acts as if it is about him. It would be good to have a note on the inside of the door so people would see this. What do you hear in the sermon that will make you a person who will shine for Christ this week? Janet, thanks for listening in Monticello, Illinois. She votes for soundbite number two, Pastor Larry Peters' pastoral confession on worship style and the liturgy. There's still time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. On the phone here, Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hi. I'm voting for Jay Bujaszewski's soundbite because it put me in mind of something in the apology about how we skirt the issue about how bad original sin actually is. From Article 2, they're talking about how the scholastics skirt around the issue about the more serious faults of human nature, such as ignorance of God, contempt for God, total lack of fear of God and confidence in God, hatred of God's judgment, fleeing from God when he judges us, anger toward God, despairing of God's grace, that's a big one, and putting trust in things of the world and so forth.
Scott, thank you very much, and thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Orange, California, corporately votes for soundbite number two by Pastor Larry Peters, saying, "We live in a society that is inclined to follow after spiritual leaders who show little or no restraint in making themselves the center of attention. I'm not a pastor, so on behalf of our congregation, we thank God for this great gift of our pastor, who is a humble servant of Christ, and we pray for all Lutheran brothers and sisters that we may grow together in our appreciation of God's liturgy." Another vote for soundbite number two, Pastor Larry Peters, confession on worship style and the liturgy. Your votes have chosen Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here it is, Pastor Larry Peters with his particular pastoral confession.
The truth is, and I'm probably not different than most pastors, I want my people to love me. I want them to like me. I want them to think I'm smart and witty. And if I were given free rein, the liturgy on Sunday morning would be all about Larry Peters. I would be the MC. I would do my monologue. I would make sure there was no dry eye in the house. I would make sure that people were laughing. And when they got in their car on their way home, they would say, "Boy, that is really one talented guy. I love our pastor. He is so smart. He is so funny." That's who I am. Thank God that there is a liturgy there to restrain that star that is seeking the limelight and the spotlight. It is Christ that people need to be talking about when they walk out the door on Sunday morning. They need to hear the word. They need to receive the supper. They need to experience the fellowship life of God's people gathered in that place. They need to receive the gifts, to celebrate the gifts, to respond to the gifts with joy and praise and thanksgiving. And that's what their witness before the world will display and will draw people in.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week, Pastor Larry Peters, his pastoral confession on worship and the liturgy. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The LPR bundle package will go to Diane this week. Diane, send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. And Jan, I know that your pastor broke his, but I think we gave him a new Issues Etc. travel mug when we saw him in Fort Wayne last week. So if we didn't, please remind us, and we'll give him one because he's such a good guest. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider joining our monthly or annual giving program, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club, this weekend. Membership benefits include premiums like T-shirts, books, broadcast transcripts, and advertising for your confessional Lutheran congregation. If you join the Reformation Club, or if you increase your level of your current membership during the months of January and February, we will send you the new Concordia Psalter in addition to all your other membership benefits. Find out more about the Reformation Club at our homepage, issuesetc.org. Look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses or contact Craig right here in the office, 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, or email him craig@issuesetc.org, craig@issuesetc.org. If you become a new member or upgrade your membership in the Issues Etc. Reformation Club in January or February, we'll send you the new Concordia Psalter in addition to all your other benefits. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll be looking ahead to Sunday morning with Dr. Carl Fekencher, and we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Jesus healing a paralyzed man in Mark chapter 2. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.
How does confessional Lutheran theology measure up against popular yet false worldviews, ideas, and religions? Find out at the San Antonio Biblical Worldview Conference, Friday, February 6th and Saturday, February 7th at Faith Lutheran Church in San Antonio, Texas. Meet and hear regular guests Chris Rosebro, Dr. Joel Heck, and others at the San Antonio Biblical Worldview Conference, February 6th and 7th in San Antonio. flc-sa.org, flc-sa.org.